started singing as soon as I started breathing. I sang night and day for anyone, anywhere. My parents would send me out to wait for the ice cream man just to have some peace.
My father bought me a guitar on my 6th birthday with the hope that I would learn to play the Italian songs from the old country and do duets with my sister who played accordion, and then we can entertain our family and friends on Sunday get-togethers after church.
In 4th grade, everybody got the opportunity to try out the choir. When it was my turn, the choir teacher asked me to sing a scale and then a little song that all the other kids sang. When I was finished, she just sat there, staring at me and said, "Do your parents know about this?"
As I got older, I wanted to play other instruments besides the guitar. I became much more interested in the song and the arrangement and all of its parts. So I learned to play piano and drums. I think I was about 10 or 11 at the time.
I spent the next 3 years in junior high choir preparing to be with Georgia Rule, who was the high school choir teacher. She became my mentor. She was tough. She was a taskmaster. She taught me everything I needed to know about being a good worker and a great singer. No one ever asked me to be choir again.
Malcolm Tim helped me form my first rock and roll band when I was 14. He was the lead singer of the basic four-piece band. We would play bars and clubs, and he would sneak me in through the back door because I was underage and I couldn't get in otherwise.
I was going to be a classical singer, schooled, perfected, and successful. There was just one tiny little problem. I loved rock and roll and pop music. In my senior year, my boyfriend, fiance, got drafted and decided to enlist in the army. I panicked and married. I was working at a bank living with someone I didn't love. No Juilliard, no college, no nursing. I quit my job and went back to New York and started singing again.
I did the Cleveland bar band circuit with various bands until February of 1978. I just turned 22 years old. I had an opportunity to audition for the Rick Derringer Band in New York City. I think there were over 200 guitar players or so that came for the audition, many of which I heard coming through the door as I was working to take my turn. I was convinced there was no way I was going to get that gig. They were so good. I wouldn't have a chance. No, but I got lucky. My life changed dramatically. I overnight, it seemed, I went from playing to a few hundred people to thousands.
After 2 years of playing all over New York, in 1978, I played a showcase with Club Called Tramps. The New York Post wrote a glowing review, and that next night, every record company came down to see the show. I signed with Chrysalis Records and started making a record soon after, but it still didn't feel right. Something was missing.
With Derringer, we toured all of 1978, and in the beginning of 1979, went to Woodstock, New York, and recorded a record ironically called Guitars and Women.
I realized that what I wanted was a partner, like Robert Plant and Jimmy Cage, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. I didn't want to be the girl singer in front of a faceless band. They still weren't yet.
When the recording appearance had finished, I was on my way back to my hometown, Cleveland, phone rang in the studio because it came out so they made a phone call for you.
We scrapped the first attempt, and Mike Chapman and Peter Coleman were called in. I sat down with Mike and explained once again what I was trying to accomplish. Mike said, "I've got your guy."
And the person on the phone said, "There's a singer that just got signed to a record deal in New York and is looking for a guitar player slash partner to form a rock and roll band."
He's 22. He's playing with Rick Derringer right now. He's perfect.
The person also said he heard of me while I was on the road with Derringer and said I would be perfect. Perfect, I said. Damn, I hope I can live up to that.
He's a great guitar player, songwriter, arranger, and he's good looking. His name, Neil Giraldo.
Then I said, what's his name? Maybe I heard of him. It's not a him, it's a her.
Her name? Pat Benatar.
Then I said, is she good looking? Oh my God, how is this gonna work? And on that day,
May of 1979,
my life changed again.
Boom.
The rest, history.
History.
Thank you. It's a cold world, but you feel what to yourself. I feel your dead high on the inside, all the pain you've ever felt. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. From 1979. Celebrated it pretty much in the garage because it was raining every time. So I'm happy that we have some great weather, and I'm happy to see you all. This is our 35th anniversary this year. And so we're going to be up here for a little bit, and we're going to try and cram in as much as we can. Less talking, more playing. So this next song that we're going to do, Spider and I, besides playing together for 35 years, are also celebrating our 32nd wedding anniversary. I don't know how he does it. But anyway, so we've been, you know, together since we put the band together, and in the beginning, you know, it was a new relationship. We were kind of shy, so when it came to writing songs, we never really wrote things that were about ourselves, because it was kind of creepy and weird to write personal stuff and sing it in front of everybody, you know? So in the beginning, we started to write songs that were basically about other people's problems and things we read in the newspaper. But as time went on, we got more comfortable, and we started to write songs about our own relationship. And this next song that we're going to do is the very first one.
Oh,
right, so this is the part of the show where you sit down because we're old.
All right, how y'all doing out there? I know you showed me this, I can't see anything. I see, okay. That's a good one, thanks. Maybe. All right, light everybody up so we can see those smiling faces out there. There we go. Nice, all right. Okay, great to see y'all, all right. Yeah, this is a fabulous weekend, and we are indeed celebrating our 35th year anniversary. All made possible by you all. So here's the thing. Everywhere we have traveled, here's what's happening. This has happened for the last 35 years. Everywhere we go, and if I meet somebody new, they always say, "Hey, Nick, are you from Jersey or something?" I tell them, no, my name isn't Nick, I'm Neil, and I'm not from Jersey, but everybody thinks I'm from Jersey for some reason. I don't know. You know why?
Because you're paisan.
I don't know. I know that you got the best water of any place in the country, I know that.
Well, let me try.
And you young man better close your ears. Don't listen to a thing I say.
Don't listen
do
to
as
anything.
I do, not as I say. Is that right? That's the other way around. I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah, it's our 35-year anniversary. Normally, we do the backstory, but we don't need to do that because we showed you the little movie instead. So we hope you enjoyed that little film we put on the front for you. Tried to get in 35 years and in about 4 minutes and 47 seconds. Tried the best we could. So, anyway, have a great time tonight. God bless you all. And we're going to be here.
Thank you, too. All right, so this next song that we're going to do, you all love this next song. And I love this next song. I can pretty much guarantee that you have sung this song in karaoke at least once. Definitely the hairbrush in the mirror thing.
No looking for where. Nothing is no turning back.
and try to see now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean. We can't begin to know how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face.
Trying to decide what songs we're going to put in the set. It's really hard to go through 35 years of making records and all the things that we've done and try to pick, you know, like tonight, 10 or 12 songs that we can fit into the set. So we've been changing it because it's the first meeting. So if you come back again, you're going to hear a different set of songs, and we're going to just keep moving them around until we get them all in, I guess. So, but this next song I'm going to do is one of the ones that we play every time, no matter what. We started doing this in 1980, and it was during the time that Spider spoke about earlier when we were living in New York City. We were making a record, and while we were there, an article came out in the New York Times, and it was an expose on child abuse in America. Now, most of you out there know that I grew up in a really small town, and I had never heard about anything like this happening anywhere. So when I was finished, I started to write words with Roger Capps, who was our original bass player. And when we were done, we gave the words to Spider, and we asked him if he could make it into a song, which is exactly what he did. He took his guitar and he made it cry and scream and feel all the pain that we had written in those words. We play this song every time we play because it's important. We play it in solidarity with the children at risk. And a long time ago, back in New York, we made a promise that we would keep on playing it until every child everywhere was safe. Thank you.
Children. not doing that?
Aww.
Well, I guess we're not.
Can't we?
I don't know.
Damn, I'm going to try to do it anyway. We may go a little over. Okay. But I'll make it really short. 1981. Second video ever played on MTV. First guitar player to ever play on MTV. everybody over here, yes! Over there, come on, go!
Thank you.
did you have fun? All right, so we got one more. I know, it sucks. I can't do anything about it, but that's it. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for coming up. But before we go on, let me introduce these maniacs back here. Gabons. On bass, Mr. Mick Mahan. And back behind me on his beautiful new drum set, Mr. Chris Rollis. I just want to thank you guys for coming out tonight. Be safe this weekend, you know. Be careful, be good to one another. Be sweet to your children. And I want to thank you because I swear that back in 1979 when those studio doors opened, we had no idea that 35 years later we'd be standing here in front of all of you. So thank you. All right, the one that started it all, right now.